Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Howard Stutz, joins us.
Then on the Power Pundit panel today, Susan Fisher, Helen Foley, and Dan Hart. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Howard Stutz. He's the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to see you in Vegas.
One of the great stories that has come out of Southern Nevada here in the last few months has been the story of the Las Vegas Sun and the joint operating agreement between Stevens Media, which owns the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and the Greenspun family, and has become a national story. And you ended up having the job, and it's been fascinating because neither paper could ignore the story, obviously, because it's a huge story, but it's been interesting to read coverage from both sides. Your thoughts on where it is now and the personalities involved?
Well, I think the reason I'm ended up covering it because I've been in town 30-something years, so, and I worked for the Las Vegas Sun years ago when I first started out in journalism. Right now, where we're at as of today, is there is a letter of understanding, a letter of intent that has been signed by Stevens Media and Greenspun Media Group to move forward, that which would end the joint operating agreement by December 31st. The Greenspun family would still retain the rights to the Las Vegas Sun. They would retain the rights to LasVegasSun.com. They would in turn also own a URL for LasVegas.com, which they currently lease from Stevens Media. And that website is being used by the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. What the Review Journal would, the Stevens Media would no longer have to pay right now, what's about $1.3 million a year in profits for the to the Greenspun family for the JOA. This doesn't preclude the Las Vegas Sun from publishing if they wish to go forward. That's the way this is set up. But what's made this unique is that Brian Greenspun, the editor and publisher of the Las Vegas Sun, has broken from his three siblings and has sued Stevens Media, trying to stop the agreement from being wiped out. And he's using issues dealing with, you know, that it would be wrong. It would go against the Newspaper Preservation Act. Antitrust issues is what he's arguing. And right now, this is just the lawsuit's still pending. Twice he's asked for an injunction to block the agreement from, you know, being wiped out, and he's been denied both times by a federal judge here.
What do you think of Joseph Haliotto's presentation in the court?
He's a showman. I'll give him that. He's very interesting to listen to, but both times the one time he's been in court, and in both of his arguments, the judge has stopped him, or basically stopped the lawsuit, saying that it's not time, it's not ripe. Right now, there's not even an agreement. There's just a letter of understanding. So that's or a letter of intent, I should say. So that's where it's sitting at this point. And we're just waiting to see for an agreement to be signed at some point. And at that point, the agreement would then be forwarded to the U.S. Department of Justice, which oversees joint operating agreements nationally.
Now, it would seem to make sense that as his beef is really with his siblings, and the four of them make up the board, it's 3-1 against him, that he would be suing them to maintain all of this. And yet, there is no lawsuit.
Well, I can't answer why he sued, you know, Stevens Media, the owners of the Review Journal, and not his siblings. That is a question that's been asked. The judge kind of asked that. Judge Mahan, in one of his questions, he asked that, why the siblings weren't sued. It, you know, what it does, a lot of people look at it, it comes down as a vote of a board of directors. You know, forget the family aspect of this whole thing. The board of directors voted 3-1 to end the joint operating agreement, and you have one, what he calls him, a dissident director that's filing suit on all this. So we'll see where this all goes as it moves along.
Fascinating to read your coverage, sir. Let's talk about Caesars. Caesars Entertainment did a big refinance of debt in the past 24 hours. Tell us what they did and what they're using for collateral.
Well, what they're doing is Caesars has a lot of debt. It's the largest in the industry. $23.5 billion.
Would you repeat that?
$23.5 billion. I made a point when Detroit filed bankruptcy, the city of Detroit, they filed bankruptcy with $18 billion. Caesars has $23.5 billion. So, you know, there's a nice comparison for you. There's a chunk roughly about $5 billion that's coming due toward the end of this year and early next year. That's the most troublesome piece that's out there right now, and they're trying to refinance that. So they put some more stock up on the open market through Credit Suisse to raise money that way, and they're going out into the bond markets to trying to just refinance that debt. And that's where they're headed to right now. And what they're attaching to that is the new tower that they opened last year at Caesars Palace, the Octavius Tower, and the Link project, which is under construction right now. It's about $500 million project on the Strip. It's the big Ferris wheel, observation wheel, and the restaurants and dining, and the entertainment district that they're creating there, and the shopping. That's what they're using as collateral on this.
You know, and I find this, you know, somewhat amusing, because if you want to look at the example of a bank-owned property, look at the Cosmopolitan. You know, the likelihood is at some point Deutsche Bank is going to drop that and lose about $3 billion, maybe $3.5 billion on that project. How do you reclaim a tower of a property like Caesars Palace? How do you reclaim a place like Link and operate? It's just not going
to
happen.
Well, you have to understand also, Caesars and MGM, to this extent, have put their debt, you know, it's not just on the company, the corporate, it's on all the, they used a lot of their properties along the Strip as collateral in these deals. MGM did the same thing. Debt's attached to different properties. And then as it comes up to try to refinance that, that's what they use. Caesars is also doing this kind of this stock offering where they're putting Planet Hollywood and their project in Baltimore, the Horseshoe Baltimore, and the World Series of Poker, the Caesars Interactive, as a kind of a separate entity. It might be another publicly traded spinoff as a way of growing cash and growing money for all their expansion. Caesars, to their credit, is the one company that is expanding right now nationally. They built the two casinos in Ohio. They're building a casino in Baltimore. They were one of the companies trying in Toronto, and they've looked at other markets. So they are trying to expand, to try to, to grow their base, to grow their cash flow. This is just one of these, financial tricks that you see going on in the industry that they're doing with this refinancing.
And a quick comment is that Caesars Entertainment is owned by TPG and Apollo. And I remember talking to a very high-up person in the Caesars organization. I said to them, am I correct that this is just a tiny piece of those two businesses? And he said, absolutely. So it's fascinating. More with Howard Stutz when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com. Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's the gaming correspondent. It's been interesting that you have the head of the control board saying that, we can't police Macau, that we don't have the resources to police Macau. And yet we see the most potential for danger for Nevada companies and for the reputation of Nevada in Macau. Mm-hmm. A lot less so than I would say in Singapore, for example. Has there been any discussion about charging the companies, the Nevada companies that operate in Macau, a fee to fund those agencies? Because they're making billions. It would be a lot less money than one would be concerned about.
That's an interesting discussion. I haven't heard that. Obviously, what you're talking about, A.G. Burnett, the chairman of the Nevada Gaming Control Board, told a congressional panel about that is they can't police Macau. It was unusual for him to say that, but to be so blunt and to be so honest about it. We've known for decades, since Macau started, that the junket operators, these are the companies that the casinos hire that bring in the high rollers, have had ties to organized crime triads. That's been known for years. That's why part of the reason the Chinese government went ahead and opened up Macau, ended the monopoly when they took over Macau as a special administrative region at the turn of the century, was they wanted to get rid of the triads out of the monopoly, out of Stanley Ho's casinos. These companies, Caesar, and the three companies that operate in Macau are MGM, Wynn, and Las Vegas Sands. They know their licenses are in jeopardy here in Nevada if something goes haywire in Macau. They have to police them the best they can themselves. We have a state agency that is strapped right now. The Gaming Control Board, it barely has enough to police what they have here in Nevada. And the question becomes, because you have they're under different gaming jurisdictions, regulatory agencies in China, then you have a question of, in all the other states in the U.S. have regulatory agencies. And we have companies that operate in other states. Do we have to pay to beef up the Nevada agency to police other states and other countries. And right now, they have enough of their own hands to police what's going on here in Nevada. But these companies in Macau, and to try to get back to your question, they are making billions there. It's a cash cow. But they also know if something goes sideways in Macau, it's going to hurt them here in Nevada with the agency and with regulators here. So that's something that they know that, and that's something they have to be mindful of.
Give me a thumbnail sketch of Derek Stevens. He's the owner of the D in downtown Las Vegas, and it seems like he is a real character, and he's really making some waves.
Derek Stevens.
Positive waves.
Yo, absolutely. Derek came in. He was an investor years ago in the Riviera. He was a stockholder. Came in. He bought basically half of the Golden Gate downtown, up that to a majority ownership, and then he went over and bought the old Fitzgerald's, which was in probate court because the owner had passed away, and turned it into the D Las Vegas. He's from Detroit, so hence the name Derek D. And he's turned the D Las Vegas into a real vibrant place down on Fremont Street. Brought in a great Italian, brought in great food options, brought in a lot of entertainment, changed the casino around. One of the neat things he did up on the second floor was he put these vintage slot machines, including the old Sigma horse race derby game. It's become a very, very popular place. Yesterday, he bought the old Clark County courthouse for $10 million, which has been closed up for almost a decade now.
And he plans to wipe it out?
He's going
to
wipe it out. We don't know what he'll do with it. It's kind of catty-cornered to the D, so he could use it for parking. He can use it for maybe expansion to the D. Derek has come in with a mindset that he's going to come in and make a difference in downtown Las Vegas, and he's done that, and it's been great for that downtown market.
We've got about 30 seconds left. I think it proves the point I always make, which is if you're reinvesting in your property, you have the potential to be successful. If you just leave it sit there like so many properties did on Fremont Street for so many years, that even with the Fremont Street experience, if there was a trashy place next to it, it wasn't going to fly.
He did the same thing with the Golden Gate. He reinvested in that, and it's cleaned up, and they're both very nice properties downtown, and he really is right now the king of downtown Las Vegas, which I called him in a story in the Las Vegas Business Press a few months ago.
Well, I'm sure he liked being known as royalty. Howard Stutz, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Hiring the right attorney will protect you and give you peace of mind. Don't take a chance that the insurance company will treat you fair. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact Kerry Walker if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield Network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel we have held over here. Susan Fisher is here, Executive Vice President for Government Relations and Marketing for Valley Electric Association, one of our proud sponsors. Dan Hart is a Democratic political consultant, and Helen Foley is partner with Fess Foley Warren. Pleasure to have you all here. Let's start out with what happened at the Republican State Party convention over the weekend, where Michael McDonald was reelected to be the State Party chair. Robert Eithoven, former Governor Givens' chief of staff back in D.C. and helped get him elected as governor, was blown out. What do you think this means?
I think grassroots among those people who had votes was the essential element. Michael McDonald was liked by them. The reporters have pointed out all of the different contradictions, but they like him and they trust him. As a Democrat, I'm thrilled because the hierarchy of the electeds who are Republicans wanted Robert Eithoven. It's a big mess, but so often in Nevada politics, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, the party structure has a lot of times been a mess. Only until Senator Reid took charge of the Democratic Party did they finally start raising money and have a coordinated campaign.
Do you think at this point that we're going to see coming to fruition sort of the dream of Mike Slanker for many years, the political consultant, to form a separate organization and have it fully funded and have volunteers and workers, etc., that perhaps Las Vegas Sands would put significant money into that would compete with Senator Reid's machine?
I find it hard to imagine that that could happen. And if
what?
First of all, it's not an official party. I mean, what are you going to have? Sheldon Adelson's name in parentheses after the nominated candidates? I also think you run a significant.
You'd be Republican LVS.
Yeah. I think you run a significant danger of creating negatives for candidates that are supported. Sheldon Adelson's numbers in Nevada are not very good. And there's opportunity for demonization there, and you have to be very careful. I mean, there's baggage associated with the Las Vegas Sands and Sheldon Adelson, so I can't imagine that happening.
But this has been something that Mike Slanker has been going after for a long time. Sig Roegisch on this program about 6 months ago was talking about how in the past the John Birch Society had taken over the Republican Party in the state, and that the more moderate Republicans were able to get them out of the party, but it doesn't seem that it's going that way, as the Ron Paulites and others have taken over not just the party, but they understand the machinery of how a party operates.
They do, and I think that they're destroying the party, and they've destroyed the party nationwide. They're causing Republicans to eat their own. They're dividing up the votes and making the more moderate Republicans look at the more moderate Democrats to vote for instead, and I think it's a real shame. And I don't see it reversing itself anytime soon.
So does this bring up the idea of the independents? Because more and more Republicans are turning independent. Even conservatives are turning independent.
Everyone has to appeal to the independents, but the independents are whatever independents want to be. And they can be very conservative, far more conservative than regular Republicans because they're disgruntled, or they just get fed up with both parties. But, you know, I think that with the legislative caucuses, the Assembly and the Senate, Republican and Democratic caucuses, they have a machine there where they help legislative candidates. And when you run for governor, you've got your own group of people. I think everybody has to really run on their own or with these smaller groups and not rely on the party.
So the big question of the day is, who are the Democrats going to put up against Governor Sandoval?
That's a very good question.
It is a good question.
Well, you know, I guess the threshold question is, will Sisolak run for that seat? He has apparently done polling, and he's still making a decision. He hasn't made an announcement. I would suspect he's the first choice. I don't know.
But doesn't he have a huge problem with the Vermillion story?
The
Vermillion story?
Well, potentially, and he hasn't been really friendly with some of the labor people at the county. But on the other hand, he's been, he has a populist bent to him, and he can be a self-funder, or at least put a lot of money in. So
yeah, he said on this program he would put in some, but not all.
Especially in a governor's race. That's very expensive race, but still having that advantage of being able to put some in. I think under the right circumstances, Steve could be an effective candidate. And all campaigns are about choices. Now, can he win it? I think anybody can win a race if you're a credible candidate and you've got enough money to communicate. It's going to be a tough one because of Sandoval's numbers. But I believe that Sandoval's support is squishy. I think it's thin. I think he's very well liked at a surface level. I just don't think down deep people are. I don't think people associate what has happened in Nevada with Brian Sandoval.
Your thoughts on that, Susan? Because this is a very popular guy. He's done things that the conservatives are not real happy with, but he is such an appealing and charismatic figure. You would have to tear him down. What is there to tear down?
There's nothing to tear down. He's squeaky clean, and there are no skeletons in the closet. There are no major goofs in his time in office. You know, there's the mental health issue. He with us dumping patients, he addressed that quickly, and I think he did the right thing on that. There's still some issues that need to be cleaned up with that, but I think there are enough degrees of separation, as other folks have said, that I don't think that's going to be tainting the campaign. I think it's his.
Well, I have to disagree. I think that he cut education over $600 million at a time when our numbers weren't good. I think that there's a lot of things that he could get tagged with that he's not been tagged with, and you know, he's very skillful.
But you've got to have a very likable candidate,
yes.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Wedding gown preservation for as low as $51. Go to BobbyPages.com for a location near you.
Bobby Pages.
We want to floor you.
With carpet, area rugs, laminate, wood, bamboo, and cork.
We're Functional Designs. We've floored more customers than any other store in Northern Nevada.
Sorry, big boys, and we've done it for less.
Our low overhead gives us the price advantage that we pass on to you. Check us out today. We're Functional Designs.
Ready to floor you with furniture, too. Amazing selections. We are Functional Designs. Small enough to serve you, big enough to please you. On Glendale, next to the river and GSR.
I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. I understand the challenges you face if you've suffered a personal injury. I've represented hundreds of victims over the last 10 years. If you've been injured, give me a call.
There are a lot of things that can hold you back from joining a gym, but at Planet Fitness, we've solved that problem. Right now, until October 10th, you can join for just $10 down and $10 a month with no commitment. You'll get a clean, comfortable environment, friendly atmosphere, and unlimited fitness training with your membership. And with almost 700 locations nationwide to choose from, it's the right price, right place, right now. Join in the club or online at planetfitness.com for just $10 down and $10 a month with no commitment. Hurry, sale ends October 10th at midnight.
For the latest in health and your care, tune in to Wellness Wednesdays on the News 4 Forum, brought to you by St. Mary's Regional Medical Center.
Could you use up to $2,500 in minutes? We've got you covered. We are Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of our 80 locations or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Larry Mathias will join us. We'll see you there. Thanks for watching and listening.